other words, she was just moving through life, living happily ever after, and had not come to a lot of biases about a lot of things. So when we presented our knowing to her in response to primarily the questions that Jerry was asking, but others also, as we presented our vibrational download of a block of thought, at an unconscious level, Esther found words that matched our meaning, but they weren't the usual words. So the advantage of that was that as someone hears Abraham speak, they didn't hear words that they had already decided were bogus. In other words, it was an easier way in. And that's what you're looking for. By having them tell their story, that's a very nice introductory. But as soon as you can, it will be so helpful if you will let them know that you're not seeing them through the eyes of the world. And that is the most significant thing. You're seeing them through fresh eyes, which means you have a lot of work to do because you are part of a program that has been employed to bring them back to the society that they were not born to be a part of. In other words, they did not come to embrace this socialization process. They came to socialize the process into more allowing. They didn't come to have their freedom taken away. They came to be a catalyst to assist more people in being free. And so, with all of this rambling, what we are getting at is there's no approach that's righter than another. You just have to keep remembering that these kids, as far as you are concerned, are the brightest and the best, and that they are pure positive energy beings. And as you practice in your mind when you're not with them, seeing who they are, even without offering words, you will emit a vibration that connects with their inner being, and it's like you're a satellite dish then beaming the signal in. In other words, you'll literally call them back to who they are. The more words you use, the more likely they are to resist them because they've heard all of that. They're smarter than any of you.
Yes.
They've heard all of that, you see. And that's why the drumming is so incredibly productive. They haven't heard that, and so they haven't got their mind made up against that. And it changes the way they feel inside and gives them a rooted place, you see. So our encouragement to you is you don't try to stray too far from what is working. And this is the most important thing that we want to give to you. For a while longer, let your relationship with these people that you are working with now, let it be your dominant intent. Don't let yourself get led into caring what the administration thinks or about what other people in the system think. In other words, don't try to make a program that will be well received by a society that's not going to understand it anyway. Let it be something between you and them, and let the program write itself. Let them show you what works. In other words, just try it all. Upstream, downstream, upstream, downstream. Don't try to get something that's all set in concrete. Don't try to get systems and programs and exercises and assignments. Don't do any of that. All of that stuff, it just drives everybody crazy. And they're not having any of it. They might feel your friendship enough that they might begin to jump through hoops for you, but that's the last thing you want them to do. You don't want them to jump through hoops, and you don't want to jump through any hoops. You just want to be humans who are God force that are conversing together and feeling better for having done it, you see. So as you keep remembering who they are, you will find ways. And we would encourage, if you feel like it, tell them the story of the stream. Tell them that, imagine putting their raft in the stream and pointing it upstream and paddling really hard. And say to them, I want to ask people, why don't you just turn it and go with the flow? And almost everybody you ask, certainly all of those, and you can let those people who have captured them be your enemy in the same way that they are their enemy. All of those people people want you to turn your raft. They want you to paddle upstream. They want to tell you that all of the monuments and all of the rewards are based on you paddling hard. But you're too smart for that. You're wiser than that. And you say to them, why should we paddle upstream when there's a powerful stream that will take us downstream? Why would we paddle upstream? And society says to you, because you should, because your mother did, because your father did, because it's what we all do.